protest here in L.A. actually began last week with the unfurling of a banner on the Figueroa Hotel. But on Sunday, we had the march to save the life of Mumia Abu-Jamal. We're standing on the roof of the Staples Center here in downtown Los Angeles, California, where the Democratic National Convention will begin on Monday. Surrounded within a perimeter of concrete and chain-link fencing, looking out over the downtown Los Angeles skyline on an only somewhat hazy but hot Sunday afternoon. Staring back at us, of course, are the pictures of famous Americans as interpreted in an ad for Apple computers, in particular those of Cesar Chavez and Dr. Martin Luther King. We're overlooking the so-called free speech zone, the protest pit, which is a small portion of a parking lot here at the Staples Center, and we're currently waiting for the march against police brutality and the march to attempt to save the life of Mumia Abu-Jamal will be making its way for a rally into the free speech zone here shortly. Several helicopters are circling overhead, I assume in preparation for the march and rally as it makes its way from Pershing Square through the streets of downtown Los Angeles to the Staples Center here on 11th and Figueroa. The so-called free speech zone, the portion of a parking lot that has been allocated to democracy here within the perimeter of the Staples Center, is sitting under a scorching sun on Sunday afternoon with no shade whatsoever being provided to those people who will gather here to make their voices heard and protest the Democratic National Convention being held here in Los Angeles. The police are beginning to amass on Olympic Boulevard and Figueroa as the first group of marchers makes its way down Figueroa towards the free speech protest center, which is adjacent to the Staples Center here in Los Angeles, California. We're down on Olympic and Figueroa. Several thousand protesters who are protesting the execution, the pending execution of Mumia Abu-Jamal, are making their way into the so-called free speech center, the protest pit. Dozens of police are keeping a perimeter around the Olympic Boulevard side of the parking lot that's being used for the so-called demonstration of a free speech area. Things were really jumping out in the middle of Olympic and Figueroa Boulevards.
Justice will be served!
And it won't be by the police, it'll be by the people! Is that right?
The people are not just demanding that the life of Mumia Abu-Jamal be saved. They seem to have a little bit bigger agenda in mind.
Who's ready for the revolution? Who's ready for change?
So we had met last weekend.
All right, y'all. Sounds like the main stage is up.
Hi, I'm Mike Thornton with KVMR FM Radio. Can you tell our listeners about your puppets?
Well, actually, I'm helping them carry it because I saw some fella carry it for like more than half the parade, and thought I'd give him a hand. And the reason I asked him because I think the power of the puppets is one of the most effective ways to get the messages across, and it clearly illustrates to me why they used excuses to close down the puppet making factory at the Republican convention, because they're such a powerful tool to get the message across.
Talk about the puppets.
Check yourself, people.
This is corporate democracy here. And these are the 66 corporations that have given over $50,000 to both parties. These corporations don't care who wins. They've bought both of them. That's why we got Bill Clinton in his pocket there. He's already bought. And both of those candidates there are totally under control.
Yes. Once again, we have the East LA Solar Factory.
The rally made its way into the demonstration zone, the so-called free speech zone, the demonstration pit that is separated from the Staples Center by concrete barricades and chain-link fencing.
Well, here we stand. Here we stand. And that's a lesson to us. That's a lesson I want you to do when you're right, when you're united, and when you don't give up. As Leonard Weinglass said to everyone at the last rally, the next few months are going to determine whether Mumia Abu-Jamal lives or dies. That means what you and I do in the next few months is going to determine whether he lives or dies. Sisters and brothers, we have essentially two choices before us today. We can sit on our asses and do nothing, and when his execution is set, we can go light some damn candle at a midnight vigil. Well, I, for one, don't intend to do that. Or we can stay on our feet, stay united, stay in the streets, stay strong, and then we can open up some champagne that day that Mumia walks into that courtroom and proves once and for all that he's an innocent man. Now, which is it going to be? I say we can free Mumia.
Certainly not all the protests that are taking place in Los Angeles during the week of the Democratic Convention are as boisterous or as loud as the Mumia rally, but some of them are very, very powerful in their quietude.
My name is Lisa Russ.
Lisa, we're standing here in front of hundreds of white crosses. Can you tell our listeners what this is all about?
Sure. What we have right here is 513 crosses. Inscribed or written on with the name of a person, their state of origin, and the date of their death. They all died crossing the border from Mexico into California just since Operation Gatekeeper started in late 94.
When you're talking about Operation Gatekeeper, what is that?
Operation Gatekeeper is the INS and the Border Patrol's effort to keep Mexicans from crossing the border through the San Diego corridor into the U.S. So what they did was militarize that section of the border to a degree where all the people who'd been crossing to work in the farms and restaurants of California have been pushed east through lights, through all kinds of like infrared technology, like doubling the number of agents, tripling the number of the Broncos. That section of the border became impenetrable. Folks have been crossing further east in California and in Texas, Arizona, and Mexico, and those regions are much more rural and dangerous. We have high desert, so in the summer people are dying of heat exhaustion and temperatures of like 115, and in the winter people are freezing to death. So it's created a brutal situation, and Janet Reno has acknowledged that people are crossing there because of INS and that that's causing the deaths, but they haven't stopped it yet.
At one point, as we understand it, the police here in Los Angeles tried to shut this down, didn't they?
When my colleague David started putting this up, the police said, no, these can be used as weapons, you can't put these up, this is illegal, but we're in a parking lot of a church right now, and the pastor here very much wanted this exhibit to be here, this installation. So David insisted and got on the phone and called a couple folks, so the Lawyers Guild and some camera crews showed up. So CNN was here and other crews, and the lawyer said to the cops, now, do you really want to be seen carrying crosses off church property on national TV? And the cops realized that they didn't, so they've let it stand for now.
What would you like to see happen out of all of this?
Well, this is an effort to draw the public's attention to the crisis at the border, and what we'd like to see is Operation Gatekeeper to end, and we'd like to see a humane immigration policy that acknowledges that California's economy And the U.S. economy is completely dependent on the workers from Mexico, Central America, Asia, and all over the world. So we'd like those people to be able to come into the U.S. with dignity, be able to work in safety, and have their rights respected.
We're in L.A. My name is Mike Thornton, reporting for the Western Slopes News Service during this week of the Democratic National Presidential Convention and the concurrent protests here in Los Angeles.